Hello, and welcome to Unsung Leaders.
This is the show where we give credit to ordinary people for accomplishing extraordinary things.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Unsung Leaders. My name is Jack Kane, and this is Ben Zimbel and Catrell Miller. And we're here today to talk about three unsung leaders that we think should be sung about. And why don't we go around and introduce them? Ben, who's yours?
All right, I'm going to talk about Billy Starr, who actually initiated the Pan Mass Challenge and started the organization, which is currently the largest national donor to the Jimmy Fund and cancer research as far as athletic organizations go.
My unsung leader is Mary White Ovington, a white lady from New York City who's actually one of the co-founders of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the oldest civil rights organization in America to date.
Wow. Those two guys, or both of them, sound really interesting. Mine was Colonel William L. Hendricks, and he was part of the United States Marine Corps Reserve, and he started Toys for Tots. So Ben, do you want to talk about what exactly the Pan Mass Challenge is?
Absolutely. The Pan Mass Challenge is Pan Massachusetts Challenge, and basically it's a 220-mile bike ride from Springfield, Massachusetts, to the tip of Cape Cod, in northern Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and then back again. And it takes place over a three-day period of time, and there are currently, last year, there were 5,000-plus riders involved in it, and it's expected to grow as it has been for since it started in 1980. And essentially, the goal of the Pan Mass Challenge, PMC, is to raise money for cancer, and every dollar that's raised by the riders, that the riders are required to raise approximately $1,300 to $4,000, but the majority actually double or more their fundraising, and it's basically the goal is to donate that toward the Jimmy Fund and cancer research.
I've got a quick question. Do you have a personal connection to that, the Pan Mass Challenge, Ben?
I actually do. I found out about this organization through my father because he actually rode in it for a number of years. So
that's pretty cool. He must be a big biker.
Yeah, a little bit.
Catrell, you want to talk about the NAACP a little bit?
Sure, definitely. Mary White Ovington, she's from New York, and her family is really involved in the civil rights movement and the women's rights movement. And so growing up in this environment, she really learned the values of equality and liberty and freedom for all Americans. And so after reading a newspaper article, she realized that she should do something and she should really make a stand and effort and really ending discrimination and racism that many minorities faced at that time and still do face in present-day society. So she, with some other some of her friends, they started the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And this organization, like I guess many people should know already, really advocates for minorities and really tries to get rid of institutional racism in our government and different organizations. And it has become an advocacy group for many minorities and really champions civil rights for all people.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk a little bit about Bill Hendricks. He, as I said, was in the United States Marine Corps Reserve. And in 1947, his wife handcrafted a Raggedy Ann doll. And she said to him, you know, why don't you go out there and give this to an organization that provides toys for the needy? And so he went out and tried to find one. He came back and couldn't find one. So his wife said, hey, why don't you start one? And he said, you know, that's not a bad idea. So he decided to start Toys for Tots using the assistance of his fellow Marine Corps Reservees. And they actually, in that first year, they were able to collect and distribute 5,000 toys to needy children in the Los Angeles area. And the next year, it became a national thing that the Marine Corps sponsored. So it was a pretty big thing.
It sounds like your unsung leader felt there's a social responsibility to, you know, society to provide these toys to children who are in need and were unable to, you know, reap the same benefits as some other, you know, more fortunate people.
Yeah, I agree. He definitely did feel that, you know, he had that responsibility. But I feel like he got that from his wife, who, you know, she took the first step by making the doll and suggesting that he go find an organization to give this doll to a child in need. And then, you know, she took it one step further and said, you know, you can't find it. Why don't you do it yourself? Build it, and they will come.
That's really taking the initiative right there.
It was, yeah. It was a big one.
And, I mean, take the initiative. I mean, definitely when Mary White Ovington helped found the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, it was a dangerous time for a white lady to do that. There were angry mobs of men paroling the streets looking for white ladies and black men and black women and children to really lynch and kill because of their beliefs that America should be a free society for all people. And I think in taking initiatives like that, we all undertake some type of risk. And I think definitely, Benz, your unsung leader has taken like a significant risk, especially, I mean, physically, that risk of biking those 400 miles is a daunting task for anyone, especially me.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He started this whole Panamass challenge. He didn't, you know, have this idea until he was 25 and out of college. And he had just graduated, and his mother actually passed away from melanoma. And so he had all these big plans to go out and sort of explore the world, but that was, you know, severely hampered by his mother's death. And shortly after, he took three friends and decided to go hike the Appalachian Trail. And it was in this, you know, expedition that he realized what his true calling in life was and came up with the idea that he should start the Panamass Challenge. And that ride and that sort of physical sacrifice that he made on hiking the trail was what allowed him to realize his true calling. And I don't know if Jack wants to follow that up.
No, I don't. I think I'm going to change the subject.
Okay.
So, you know, we talked about the sense of urgency and, you know, risk-taking. But I want to talk a little bit maybe about teamwork and, you know, how working well with others is pretty important. Because, you know, I really don't think that Toys for Tots would have ever gotten off the ground if it weren't for all of the, you know, Colonel Hendricks's fellow Marine Corps Reserve guys, you know, because it was all because of them. They went out there and, you know, they were out there collecting toys and sitting there for hours. And if they didn't have that manpower, they wouldn't have been able to do it. So, you know, it was all about the teamwork there.
Definitely. I think there's, especially with the civil rights movement, there has not been one person that has really, like, ended the civil rights movement. We have Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who's really instrumental in bringing this issue to the forefront of America and really in a nonviolent way. Bringing about some policies and changes in our country. But I think Mary White Ovington, she, with others, really tried to end discrimination in America and really tried to end institutional discrimination. And I think she, as a team, she worked in a team environment to really advocate for African Americans and other minorities. But she didn't restrict that just to minorities. She also realized that there were also poor whites who couldn't achieve the American dream. So she really advocated for a class struggle, for people who are struggling in their classes, and also for different minorities.
That's important that she fought for what she believed in.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have to be committed to what you believe in. You have to really do things.
Also shows that you can't really accomplish. Well, you can accomplish, but it's much easier to accomplish your goals through networking and organizing a team, as Catrell's just talked about. So. I don't know, I wanted to follow up a little bit on as far as networking and sort of creating a larger organization to, you know, accomplish your goals. And Billy in the Panamass Challenge has organized over the years a number of sponsors. Currently, the Panamass Challenge is completely paid for and sponsored by the Boston Red Sox and Overstock.com and a number of other big companies. And without those corporations and also the 2,500 volunteers, which he organizes, this event would never take place. And I think Jack also can probably follow that up with talking about Toys for Tots and how that organization has networked in order to accomplish its goal.
Well, you know, there was a one of the guys there that was a fellow Marine reservist. He actually, during the week, he was the director of public relations for Warner Brothers Studio. So he, from that, had these connections to people in the movie industry and just the entertainment industry in general. And so they were able to get Walt Disney to design the logo for Toys for Tots, mm-hmm. and then he designed some posters. They were able to get a song that was sung by Nat King Cole and Peggy Lee and Vic Damone and... you know, and that was also composed by Sammy Fain and Paul Webster. And then, you know, they were also able to get people to speak for them, such as Bob Hope and John Wayne and Doris Day, Lori Morgan, Tim Allen, Kenny Rogers, Billy Ray Cyrus, Nancy Reagan, Barbara Bush.
So those,
and this goes on.
So those, you know? Without those celebrities, do you think that Toys for Tots would have gained the necessary exposure, which has led to its, you know, largely to its success today?
I mean, it may have, but I think it would have taken a much longer time. That's, yeah. You know, they definitely helped them get a leg up there. So, do you have anything to say about networking, Cottrell?
Yeah, definitely. When the Civil Rights Movement was really started, there were a number of people throughout America who felt that there needs to be change in terms of, like, the attitude that some whites had against African-Americans and other minorities. And so there were different organizations throughout the country that sprung up. And what the NAACP really tried to do is unify these organizations under one umbrella to give a unifying message of hope and peace and prosperity for all Americans. And so I think when we talk about celebrities, you know, there's always the face of Dr. King and Malcolm X and W.E.B. Du Bois for the Civil Rights Movement, but it was people like Mary White Ovington who are in the background who are really like laying the foundation and groundwork for change in our society.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think we're getting close to having to wrap up, so I just want to ask everybody one last question, and that is, you know, do you feel that your unsung leader has left behind a legacy? And if they haven't left yet, do you think if they were to leave abruptly, do you think there would be a legacy left behind, and would the show still go on?
I think absolutely. As far as Panmass Challenge is concerned, Billy Starr has absolutely created a massive legacy in his wake if he was to pass away. And just today, looking at the camaraderie shared by both hospital workers and as well as the cancer patients who ride side by side, and people from 8 countries, you know, joining at one time for the benefit of, you know, cancer, that's pretty huge. And talking about leadership, he's clearly an individualist, alchemist type of leader. Demonstrates a lot of the qualities that we've talked about in class that characterize a strong leader. And this is obvious through just the sheer ability to motivate more than 5,000 people from all over the world to unite in a nonprofit fundraiser that requires each participant to, you know, amass upwards of $1,300 just to ride in it. So I think that he epitomizes the definition of an unsung leader.
Yes, and I think Mary White Overton has definitely led a legacy for our country. When President Durden came to talk to our class, he talked about a sense of urgency. And when Mary White helped found the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, there was a sense of urgency in ending discrimination and racism in America. And to this day, unfortunately, there still is discrimination and racism in our country. And there still is a sense of urgency in ridding our country of these things. And the NAACP is actively working every day in various ways to rid our country of this problem and to really close the divide between African Americans and whites and all other minorities. And so I think her legacy as a hard-working individual, as a leader, as a founder of the NAACP, and as a true American still lives on in the air we breathe and in the actions of the NAACP and other people who support a free, liberated country.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, likewise, like Toys for Tots has just been so successful. They've won numerous accolades and awards. They've been called America's best children's charity. They've been on the Gold Star list by on Forbes magazine. They've been in numerous rankings in the Philanthropy 400, which is held by the Chronicle of Philanthropy. And they've done a great job, and they've really gotten out there and done their stuff, and I think they definitely would continue. So with that, I'd like to say thank you for listening, and I'm Jack Kane.
I'm Katron Miller.
And I'm Ben Zimbel.
And have a great day.
This has been another episode of Unsung Leaders, brought to you by Professor Heffler's Leadership Class.
And remember, with passion and purpose, we can all make a difference.